Hi, I'm Michael Springer, also known as Fiddle Pogo on the Fiddle Hangout. And in the interest of spreading helpful bowing information without causing endless bowing debates, I thought I would do a bowing podcast, since I don't have a video camera. And I will attempt to use my verbal skills to explain what my bow is doing, but I think you'll be able to hear pretty well what is going on. A lot of fiddlers use the usual gang of bowing suspects a lot. There's saw stroke. I'm talking about saw stroke as a texture here. Short, 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 short. Two-note slurs, Nashville shuffle, and Georgia shuffle. But over the years, I've come to appreciate some bowing patterns that I find are just as useful as the usual gang of bowing suspects, but are kind of sleepers. They don't get the credit they deserve. The first one I'm going to talk about is saw shuffle, and as the name implies, saw shuffle is a hybrid between two of the other common bowing strategies, saw stroke and Nashville shuffle. The first part is mostly the saw part, and the second part resembles Nashville shuffle quite a bit. And I'm going to do it in a couple of different ways to demonstrate different ways it can be used. That's on a unison. It can also, this is the first part of June Apple, done one string lower. And here it is on the low part of Growling Old Man. Slowed down, it's here it is on a D unison. Down, up, down, up, down, up. I find it's a useful strategy to use as the meat and potatoes bowing. Many fiddlers use saw stroke as a meat and potatoes bowing for most of the tune and then just spice it up with a couple other patterns. Some fiddlers, like Melvin Wine, do the same thing with Nashville shuffle. But you can also use saw shuffle that way. And here I'm going to do it in Soldier's Joy. And it has kind of a nice chugga-chugga feel. It's not a particularly dramatic bowing, but it's pleasant, and it doesn't seem to get too boring too quickly, which is a problem I find with listening to a lot of saw stroke or a lot of Nashville. In that part of Soldier's Joy I played, I used one smooth shuffle, and so I'm going to go on and talk about smooth shuffle. Smooth shuffle is structurally very similar to saw shuffle. First three short strokes are replaced by one downstroke, three note downstroke replacing them. So on a unison it would be first part of June Apple drop down a string. The last two times I kind of separated the slurred parts to help you hear them better. Okay, faster. For some reason, though, I'm using it there as a repeating pattern, but I don't really like it as a repeating pattern. To me, it has so many slurs that it doesn't really groove as well. And short bow fiddling is about groove. So I like to use it as a kind of a spice bowing, and especially as a way of doing beginnings or doing long notes. And it's got kind of a pleasant syncopation, but it's subtle. It's not in your face. So here on that same lowered part of June Apple, I could start with a smooth shuffle and then go into a saw shuffle. And so that way, you have a change up between two different patterns, and neither one has a chance to get old. One thing I use smooth shuffle for a lot is places in tunes where you have kind of a long note, maybe with little grace note attached to it. And this is a French-Canadian tune I like a lot. And it has a lot of places like that where you just kind of want to hang on a unison or a double stop and just add a little note to it. But there's just not a lot of notes in that part, and you really don't want something all choppy. And so here's Louis' first tune. Whenever I'm doing a long note there, I'm doing the smooth shuffle. Whoop, getting kind of hung up there. Anyway, there's a number of ways you can do that. A lot of American fiddle tunes have unisons, and sometimes the unison has a little grace note attached to it, a little short little note. Well, that's unisons with that little note played with smooth shuffle. I mentioned that I had added a smooth shuffle to a bunch of saw shuffles on Soldier's Joy. Well, the smooth shuffle was in that low double stop on the, that would match the five chord in the tune, if you're familiar with backup chords. That is a smooth shuffle. And one of the things about smooth shuffle is, while normally I think of it as three-note slur, and then a chukka, two saw strokes on the end. That final pair of saw strokes is optional. It can be left off if you want, if the phrasing of the tune requires it, or it can be left on, and one of the reasons you might want to leave it on is if you have pickup notes there. It's a great way to play the pickup notes. Okay. I've done saw shuffle, smooth shuffle. Now I'm going to talk about cinco shuffle. Now, Cinco Shuffle, as the name implies, has a syncopated part paired with a shuffle part at the end that really is identical to Nashville Shuffle. I have to thank Tom Sauber of L.A. for showing this to me way back in something like 1975. And it took me a long time to get it, but finally got it a couple years ago and integrated into my playing. I love it. Thanks, Tom. Here's Cinco Shuffle is a single downstroke and then a two-note upstroke, another single downstroke that you have to be careful not to accent too hard, and then a two-note upstroke, a single downstroke, and a single upstroke to finish it off. So on a unison, it would be a unison. And here it is on the low part of Growling Old Man, Growling Old Woman. Whoop! Started to do saw shuffle there. Got to think about what I'm doing. After a while, you just do these things automatically, and it's challenging to kind of take them out of the context of a tune. Okay, here's the low part done with Cinco Shuffle. And you can use it like that. One place I use it a lot is if there's a place in a tune where I really want some overt syncopation. One place, probably the first place I used it, was in Turkey in the Straw, and I really like in the chorus to get some really obvious syncopation going. And here it is. Let's see. And so the turkey in the straw, turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, turkey in the hay. When I play it on the fiddle, I very often use Cinco Shuffle to do that. And like the name implies, it's got some obvious syncopation going on. Another place for the obvious syncopation is in the venerable tune Chicken Reel. Chicken Reel, and the melody kind of imitates a chicken. And I don't know if you've thought about this, but a chicken's cluck syncopates. It's not pacock, it's pacock! So, in Chicken Reel, I use Cinco Shuffle to get that syncopation, and I exaggerate it, make the syncopation even a little more extreme. Now, I haven't really practiced this, so I don't know how well this is going to work, but here we go. And I'm sliding up on that first note along with the syncopation. Now, okay, those are the real obvious the uses of Cinco Shuffle with obvious syncopation. But as I got the pattern under control, I learned that you could also do it phrased in a more subtle way. And this is true of most patterns, that you can phrase them different ways, and they'll sound different. And so here's Cinco Shuffle with that first part of June Apple dropped down a string that I like to use for bowing examples. Or, that was a little repetitive. Yeah, and a smooth shuffle to end, as I so often do. Okay, so we've covered saw shuffle, smooth shuffle, and sinker shuffle. Now, the cool thing about these three is that they're kind of interchangeable. The last five notes of smooth shuffle and saw shuffle are the same. They finish off the last five notes with a three-note slur and then two single strokes. They only differ in the first three notes. So you can imagine they're really compatible. It's very easy to go from one to the other. And then at some point I noticed, kind of watching myself while I was playing Turkey in the Straw, sometimes I would alternate in that syncopated part of the chorus, I would alternate between smooth shuffle and sinker shuffle. Sinker shuffle for a really blatant syncopation, and then smooth shuffle for a smoother syncopation. Let's try it. Or I could do it reverse, let's see. In each of those cases, first, I think I did a sinker shuffle and a smooth shuffle. Well, in one of them, I did one, then I did the other, and I'm confusing myself. So, either one can be used for syncopation, but they have a different effect. And one of the fun things in music is where you change the phrasing. So, this is an example of how you can change out a bowing pattern to get a different effect, a different phrasing. I think I mentioned earlier that it's also fun and very musical to use different combinations of these patterns. Like I alternate between saw shuffle and sinker shuffle a lot, especially in the body of a tune, using the subtle version of sinker shuffle and the saw shuffle.